Vulnerable Democrats craft Title 42 midterm talking points to omit Biden's broad-scale release of illegal aliens. By John Binder on April 13, 2022. The most vulnerable Democrats facing re-election in this year's midterms have crafted carefully worded talking points to describe their dissatisfaction with President Joe Biden's ending Title 42. The crucial border control authority, while making sure to omit his plans for broad-scale release for border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced this month that the Biden administration would end Title 42 on May 23. The authority has allowed federal immigration officials over the last 2 years to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries after arriving at the United States-Mexico border. Without Title 42, Biden officials admit that they expect up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of Atlanta, Georgia's resident population, to arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, recently told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that he expects 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border. Democrats facing tough election bids in battleground states like Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia, Texas, and New Hampshire have since issued carefully worded statements that claim their opposing ending Title 42 hinges on the accusation that Biden does not have a plan for dealing with such an influx of border crossers and illegal aliens. The Biden administration was wrong to set an end date for Title 42 without a comprehensive plan in place, Senator Mark Kelly, D-Oz, said, while Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, who opposed Title 42 when it was first imposed by former President Trump in 2020, suggested the move will leave the administration unprepared for a surge at the border. Senators Maggie Hassan, DNH, and Raphael Warnock, DGA, likewise, have each released statements stating that they oppose ending Title 42 because Congress has not seen a detailed plan on how the administration will deal with border crossers and illegal aliens. Hassan said, "I am concerned that there is not a sufficient plan in place to address the steep increase in border crossings that could result from this reported decision," emphasis added. Even Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, and Texas Democrat gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke have jumped in to make similar remarks. Pappas, for example, said Biden has not developed the plans needed to protect the health and safety of the American people, while O'Rourke claims he has yet to hear a plan from Biden on the matter. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, though, has shaped plans for when Title 42 ends at the end of May. Breitbart News exclusively reported and published the agency's Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan. The plan can be read here in full. Southwest Border Mass Irreg. By Breitbart, Texas. The plan details broad-scale release mechanisms that transform the border into a mere checkpoint for foreign nationals arriving every day. Under the plan, Biden seeks to limit the use of removals and deportations for border crossers and illegal aliens and instead shift to mechanisms like parole, notices to appear, NTAs, and alternatives to detention, ATD, program, all of which result in border crossers and illegal aliens being briefly detained before getting transported, with the help of taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to American communities. In addition, NGOs shall provide travel assistance from CBP custody, the plan states. The plan even admits that DHS will allow border crossers and illegal aliens who arrive in family units to be released into the U.S. Interior through ATD programs, despite low rates of those released ever checking back in with the agency at later dates, as instructed. ATD will be implemented on a greater scale. Footnote: increased processing speeds, throughput, and the use of ATD is the quickest solution for processing family units where Title 42 is no longer viable. However, relatively low percentages of family units reported for removal proceedings in the past once released on ATD, emphasis added. There is no evidence that a higher percentage of non-citizens will report for removal proceedings in the future if released, regardless of how expeditiously they are processed, emphasis added. Another component of the plan seeks to ensure that as many border crossers and illegal aliens as possible are able to apply for a myriad of immigration benefits in the hopes of permanently resettling in the U.S. The purpose of this plan is to describe a proactive approach that humanely prevents and responds to surges in irregular migration across the U.S. southern border, the plan states. This will be done while ensuring that migrants can apply for any form of relief or protection for which they may be eligible. Similar plans were reported in the Washington Post, which noted that Biden and top DHS officials are working to expand their vast catch-and-release network that transports tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to American communities every month. In January, for instance, more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens, a foreign population half the size of Fargo, North Dakota, were released by the Biden administration into the U.S. interior. Many have ended up in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Texas, and New Hampshire. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.